Hey, and welcome back to another edition of the Advanced Coaches Prep Course in the Members Area. Again, my name is Joshua Pellissier. I hope you know that by now, by the way. So I'm going to go over something today. I know in the past I've talked to you a little bit about how to pass compliance tests. I've done a couple of those. I'm going to do my third installment about compliance tests today. And I'm going to give you another game to play whenever a girl says either buy me a drink or whatever, or wait here, or you know, any kind of thing where they're asking you to do something in the very beginning of the interaction. And I'm going to give you a response to say that I'll make you pass that compliance test every time. So, or at least, you know, 99% of the time. I can't say every time, really. It could be that rare occasion. So I'm going to give you another game. The last game I talked to you about was called Five Questions. It was a really great game, and I've used it, I don't know how many times, but a lot. It's probably my favorite game to play. But there's another one that if I don't want to say five questions, or I don't really feel like doing that game that day, I'll play another game. It's another way to pass this compliance test, especially the buy me a drink compliance test. It's got the same sort of lead up where you say, girl says to you, so are you going to buy me a drink or not? And you go, well, you know, actually, by the way, there's a couple responses you can have besides this altogether. One is, oh my God, I was just about to ask you the same thing. And that's a really good one, too. Instead of asking that question, why don't we try, or instead of saying that response, why don't we try this? Well, so you know what? I will buy you a drink, actually. I'm going to buy you a drink, but I'll buy you a drink. I'll play a game with you. I'm just going to say three words, and all you have to do is say them back properly. You know, say them right, same way I say them. And they're not huge words or anything. And if you do that right, then I'll buy you a drink, no problem. And she'll go, is that okay? She'll go, yeah, sure. It's a game. Of course she's going to play. You know, it's a challenge. I mean, they love challenges, so they're going to do it, of course. So, okay, you say, all right, well, and if you don't, then you have to buy me a drink. She'll go, okay, fine. That sounds fine. So you're going to say, okay, well, I'm going to say three words. I'm just going to say those words. All I want you to do is repeat the word after I say it. People who have, women who have, you know, English isn't a first language of theirs have a really hard time with this. By the way, you're saying this part right now, just so you know. I didn't shift here. You're going to actually say out loud, women who have English as a second language or third language have a hard time with this. So, and what you're doing is you're making it seem like it's about how they pronounce this. And so you're sort of taking them into the wrong direction here, which is what you want to do. So you'll say, women who have have English as a second language have a harder time with this. So I'll go ahead and say it now. I'm going to start, and then I'm going to say three words in a row, and you just repeat afterwards. So you'll say, okay, here we go. Rhinoceros. And she'll say, rhinoceros, right? You let her say it, and you go. And you go, hippopotamus. And she says, hippopotamus, right? And immediately you go, wrong. You go, that's wrong, I'm sorry. And she'll go, wrong, what do you mean? And she'll go, what do you mean? I mean, what do you mean? I said it right, it was hippopotamus? Is that what you said? Hippopotamus? And you'll go, no, the third word was wrong. And you didn't say it, right? So they'll say, oh, what do you mean? That wasn't wrong. Blah, 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 say a whole bunch of other stuff. And so you just, they'll say, the third word was wrong. And so I'll take a Guinness, right? And you walk off. This is one of my favorite games to play. I love it. It's not my favorite. My favorite is Five Questions, actually. But this one works just as well. You can't do them both in a row to a girl because she'll pick up on what's going on the second one. But if you haven't done one to one girl, try it to another. And it's just great. It's just fantastic. So you'll pass the compliance test. This one gets less of a win ratio. Like you'll walk away with fewer drinks, but that's not really the point, really. The point is that they're doing something to earn the drink. And then if they get them all right, if they say wrong afterwards, you're like, oh, you get it, you win, all right, what do you want? Go up and buy your drink. And then go, when you drop the drink off, it's almost always crucial to say, all right, I got this one, but you'll get the next round. You know, or say, I want a rematch at some point, or something to allow her to know that like she's got to do something else for you to continue. You're not going to buy every drink from then on out. But you don't come out and say, I'm not going to buy all your drinks, but I'll buy this one. You don't want to be serious about it. You want it to be lighthearted and fun. And if she keeps winning your games, then you got to keep buying her drinks as long as she's winning. That's fine. You know, but then you have a reason to. You're not just buying a drink to win her attention. You're buying her a drink because she won, you know? And that's sort of how you need to think. And that's whenever you do a compliance. If she says, wait here while I go to the bathroom, you know, you can either say, well, I'm going to add my own terms by going, I'll be over here by the bar, actually, so just go over there when you're done. Or, you know, I'll wait, but only if you pass this test. Or I'll wait only if you do the I have to pee dance real quick. You know, something. And then even if they do make you wait, make sure you're talking to somebody as well in the meantime. So that's today's lesson. It's the repeat game, and I love that game. It's very fun. It's another way to pass a compliance test. Comment below if you have any questions and try it out tonight or today and over the next couple of days as well until you get the hang of it and it feels pretty comfortable for you. And it's always going to feel a little weird at first, but you know, go through, get the hang of it, and try it out. When it starts working, just keep it in your back pocket again, and whenever you need it and you have nothing else to say and you don't know what to do, just pull it out and respond with it. It's really great to have and a really great technique to use. So I'll see you in the next video, and go ahead and comment below if you have any questions at all, and let me know how it goes. Thanks.